We cross over to Cape Town and we welcome this morning to the program once again Maulana Dawood Samson. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hoe gaan dit, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Alles is goed.
Alles is goed, alhamdulillah. We was net onze beanies op onze top en onze gloves aan en een scarf om mijn nek. So alles is maar recht, alhamdulillah. En vier kousen aan.
MashaAllah. Maulana, you may commence with the nasiha.
Jazakumullah. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable listeners, subhanallah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, alladhi ja'ala al-maa azban furatan, wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, who has blessed us water. Water we were able to quench our thirst. And Allah Ta'ala did not make that water bitter. He's given it as sweet, lovely to drink, and he did not make it bitter because of our sin. Yes, my beloved listeners, for us to reflect, not only in South Africa, throughout the world, Africa itself, but throughout the world, and not far from us, the people are struggling just for water. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that water we take for granted, we drink it, we use it for drinking purposes, and we use it for to shower, to take hudu, and how many hudu do we make for the day, more in Ramadan, to recite the Quran, and for this and for that. Allah Ta'ala says that do you go take it by the cloud, or do we send it down? And Allah Ta'ala says, if we wish, we would make it better. فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Show your gratitude to your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, in so much verses of the Quran, shows us Allah's ni'mat, and one of the great ni'mat is that of water. Subhanallah. Today, man is so busy with toys that he forgets to appreciate Allah's favor by even saying, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Even the ni'mat of a birth of a child, leave alone the birth, even the growth of a child is taken for granted. Everything man takes for granted. And Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran in Surah Anbiya, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. That everything is brought to life by virtue of water. Water is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to be reminded that Allah says in Surah Mu'minun that وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ. We're able to take this water away. Just imagine you need to make another hudu, and you open the tap and there's no water. The main clause in the verses of water, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal does not love those that are wasteful. And do we know, with our hudu taps, how much liters we waste? How many every masjid have a problem with the imams have to remind our people that live near to the masjid and having no udhar at all, but they become a habit to come and to make all the hudu at the masjid, thinking there's much more sawab. Yet our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized, we're making hudu at home, every step you take to the masjid. And what type of hudu should we do at home, especially in a time when we find ourselves with a water crisis in our very own country? Subhanallah. This is a reminder for us to respect water as a gift of life. Do you know, my beloved listeners, that there are books now on the market? As I went to the airport and just browsing the bookshop and taking note of new books on the market regarding water, The Epic Struggle for Wealth, Power and Civilization by Stephen, The End of Abundance by David, When the Rivers Run Dry, Water, the Defining Crisis of the 21st Century by Fred Pierce. But what did our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remind us about this? He reminded us that yes, there's going to come a time when there's going to be a scarcity of water. He reminded us quite a lot in detail about the end of time and water. And our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also reminded us that yes, many virtues of water. He taught us prayers for water. He taught us when water falls, what dua to make. He taught us also when thunder is heard, what dua to make. When lightning is seen, what dua to make. Even salatul istisqa, a prayer for water itself. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really, he made us water wise. So in a nutshell, my dear listeners, saving water is an Islamic duty of care. It's about saving water and changing behavior. What type of behavior? When I wake up in the morning and make wudu, when my wife was busy making wudu, we've got an extra pot bucket, add that water, and while making wudu, that water is not wasted. Of course, after gobbling your mouth and your throat, that all that water, the remaining water, it goes in that bucket. And that bucket of water, if you look at it, you use quite a lot of water without realizing, subhanallah, then that can be reused for something else. And there's so many things you can reuse that water. It's about saving water and changing behavior. How every one of us can play our part and become water smart. Respect water as a gift of life, as one of the essentials of life. And just imagine, you open the tap and there's no water. May Allah Ta'ala give us guidance, inshallah, to use water, to use water sparingly. And also a last word of reminder for us. Slow the flow, save for tomorrow. Don't flush the loo more than you have to. One toilet flush equals 26 liters of clean water that is lost. So inshallah, the secret there for honorable youth, if it's yellow, let it mellow. And if it's brown, flush it down. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.